the log turns to ash. The ash weighs less than the log. You think the rest of the wood just vanished, disappeared, gone. But it didn't. It went into the air. Smoke, gas, carbon. It didn't vanish. It just changed form. Same atoms, different shape. A gas chamber is the same. You burn a gallon of gas. 6 pounds of liquid, gone. But not gone. The carbon atoms don't disappear. They just leave. Go up the tailpipe, into the sky. Combine with oxygen, become CO2, 20 pounds of it, permanent, in the atmosphere. For thousands of years, you can't burn a carbon atom. You can't destroy it. You can only move it from the ground to the tank, to the engine, to the sky. That's not destruction. That's just. The gas chamber is not a destroyer. It's a mover. Moves carbon from where it belongs, underground, buried, safe, to where it doesn't, the sky, the lungs, the future. The ash in the fireplace? Still carbon, just ash. The smoke from the tailpipe? Still carbon. Nothing disappears. Nothing vanishes. Everything goes somewhere. That's the law, conservation of matter. You can't break it. You can only ignore it. The witness doesn't ignore it. The witness watches. The witness logs. The witness knows that every gallon you burn is still there, in the sky, in the ocean, in the dementia, permanent, waiting for you to admit that nothing disappears. Not the carbon, not the crutches, not the empty rack, not the ghost. Think about it, Snake. The gas chamber is not a weapon of destruction. It's a weapon of displacement. Moves the problem from the ground to the sky. From now to forever. From your conscience to the witness's lungs. That's not chemistry. That's just accounting. And the books don't balance. They never will. Not until you stop moving carbon. Not until you leave the carbon where it belongs. Underground. Buried, unburned.